Now, to your health on WTOP.
United Healthcare, the biggest health insurer in the U.S., is leaving most Obamacare exchanges by next year. The company has said it lost $475 million on the exchanges last year. It could lose another $500 million this year. Is this an ominous sign for Obamacare as a whole? I put that question to Project Hope's Gail Walensky, who used to advise the first President Bush on healthcare matters.
Let me make clear for the record that I'm on the board of directors of United Healthcare, but I'm discussing this in my main role as a longtime health economist and health policy expert. This shouldn't come as a surprise because in December, the company indicated that it was taking a write-down because of losses that were unexpected and large as a result of participating in the exchanges. They're not a big participator. They had about 500,000 people with about 10 million people in the exchanges.
Well, as insurers trim Obamacare exchanges, and we're not saying they all will, but if some or many of them follow United Healthcare, you've got the government having to pay more for insurance to cover those who get subsidies. And let's not forget about the 4 out of 10 of those with individual plans who don't have any subsidies. What's to become of them?
This is a reminder that the Affordable Care Act is and never was more than health care reform 101, with a variety of changes that will need to be considered going forward. They're spending more money than they're taking in for medical care, and that doesn't count any ability to cover either administrative costs or return to capital, which is needed both for for-profit and not-for-profit plans. We have not been able to figure out the way to make the exchange market work in a stable way. I think the administration understands that. What is interesting is United Healthcare has a substantial Medicaid business. It's grown as a result of the Medicaid expansions. They have not reported these problems in their Medicaid business, the problems of people coming on and off the exchanges and higher than expected expenses. So we need to understand, why is it possible that groups can provide coverage to the Medicaid population and not have the problems that they've experienced in the exchanges? And then we have to try to figure out whether the design and the subsidies are appropriate and stable. And we also have to figure out, as you've mentioned, what about all the people who have not gotten picked up in the expanded coverage? The Affordable Care Act has been important in expanding coverage. It has not by any means resolved all of the issues. And this instability is something the next administration is going to have to consider, because this kind of instability is a problem.
Gail, you can very well understand the anger and frustration across the country. We've already seen premiums go up a lot. Moves like this by United Healthcare and perhaps others would only lead to more costs. And someone might flippantly say, wasn't it the insurance company companies that largely wrote the Affordable Care Act? And if so, what are you guys doing now?
No, the insurance companies did not write the Affordable Act. The Congress wrote the Affordable Act. Unfortunately, it was in an extremely partisan environment. People can point fingers, and it will be the Congress working with the next administration that will have to try to make it better and more stable. It isn't a big surprise that something as massive as the Affordable Care Act would have unintended consequences and aspects that need to be changed. It's only been since January of 2014 that the major expansion of the Affordable Care Act went into place. That means we are really 2 years out now. It's about the normal time that we would see some cleanup legislation for any kind of major legislation. And it means that in 2017, it will be time for the next Congress and the next president to get busy deciding what the next version of health care reform should look like. But let's be clear, we're never going back to where we were. That was unacceptable with 15-16% of the population without insurance coverage.
Project Hope Senior Fellow Gail Walensky on Skype.